Okay, this week we have a double header this week. It's a big parasha, Bahar Bichul Kaisai. Two parashas, this is already the third time in Chumash Vayikra that we are reading through two parashas in one Shabbos. And it's also the Toichacha. Okay, it's pretty scary. The Toichacha is pretty scary. We're going to talk about that a little bit later. We'll get to that soon, the Toichacha. And it's also Shabbos Chazak. Chazak. We certainly need some chizuk. We always need chizuk. But after what has happened this last week, the whole Klal Yisrael sat shiva. Shiva, for the last shiva, I believe, they're getting up from shiva, I guess, tomorrow. There were levayas that took place on Sunday. Was there a levaya that took place on Monday? I don't know. But there was a levaya that took place on Sunday for sure. And that means they're getting up tomorrow. Shabbos is the time when I think is maybe there were even levayas later in the week. I do not know, but this whole week, the whole Klal Yisrael sat shiva. I know someone here in this neighborhood. He I don't know if he had to go to Teaneck, but he went to Teaneck, and he told me that he went to the family, the Doron family. Doron Morris. He went to the family. He was in Teaneck, so he went to the Beis Avel. He never met the parents. He doesn't know who they are. They don't know who he is, and he just went. He felt he has to go. He has to be mishtatef in the tzara of Klal Yisrael. He went and he told me he sat there for an hour. Because he couldn't even get close to say Hamokom Yinachem. He just sat there quietly for an entire hour. There were three rows of chairs. He sat in the third row for a whole hour. And he saw a lot of things during that hour. And then after an hour, he got up and he said to the parents, "You don't know who I am. I don't know who you are. I'm here just to let you know that I feel your pain. To some degree, I can't imagine what you're going through. I'm here to let you know that I'm mishtatef in your tzar." And he said, "Hamokom Yinachem," and he left. And even people like me who didn't go, okay, the whole Klal Yisrael has that feeling the whole week. It's been a very difficult week. The whole Klal Yisrael was sitting shiva. 45 people, it's mamish lo yu'uman to wrap your mind around an accident. There's no one to blame. There's nothing to say.
They're all Tyreid.
Even if they weren't Tyreid, that's not for us. That's not even for us to... Yeah, especially. It's not for us even to even look at. These are Jews. These are Achenu b'nei Yisrael. It's frightening. What's there to say? There's nothing to say. Kalman said it all. There's nothing to say. It's been a very difficult week. We'll talk about this a little bit soon. And we certainly, when it comes to chazak, v'nis chazek, we certainly can use it. I want to talk about that a little bit later, but first I want to talk about something a little bit lighter. I want to talk about the beginning of the parasha, Bahar. I want to ask a question. A basic question. I want to present you three answers to the question. Three very different answers. Maybe they're even mikotza el akotza. And they're not the answer. I'm not saying in advance. The answer not necessarily three sides of the same coin. I'm not trying to say that. Okay, you're not trying to... Three just a basic question. I think the question brings out many yesoidos of yados. The question and the answers. The question is, the parsha begins, Parsha Bahar, and we learn about Shemitah. What do you do in Shemitah? You release your control, your authority on the land. You acknowledge that it's Shabbos LaHashem. The year is, it's Hashem's land, and you're not allowed to work the land, you're not allowed to plow, you're not allowed to prune, you're not allowed to harvest. All loans are canceled at the end of Shemitah. There are a lot of halachas, and all the halachas relate to pretty much an acknowledgement that it's Hashem's land. And the consequence is, what are you going to eat? What are you going to do? if you're not going to plant in the year of Shemitah, what are you going to eat in the year of Shemitah? What are you going to eat the year following Shemitah? So the Torah is very kind to us, and it says, I know what you're thinking. And the Torah articulates our question. You know, it's interesting, the Torah puts the words in our mouth. If the Torah wouldn't put these words in our mouth, you know, you would say, so how dare you ask the question, you apikoris, how could you go and challenge Hashem? Hashem tells you that in year 7, stay home and don't go out into the field. Don't challenge Hashem with the question, what am I going to do? What am I going to eat? But the Torah is very kind. The Torah says, guess what? You're not an apikoris if you ask the question. You have the right to ask the question. The chi soim is a very important pasuk. Pasuk is telling you that if you ask a question, you're not an apikoris. Isn't it amazing? If there wouldn't be this pasuk, I have no doubt in my mind that if someone will come along and say that if you ask the question, what are you going to do in the 7th year, you're an apikoris. Guess what? You're not. You're entitled to ask the question. V'chi soimeru ma noichal bashana hashiviyis. Riboino shaloylam. You're telling me to commit suicide. You're telling me not to plant. What am I going to do? Parnasa. Amcho Yisrael tshichin parnasa. Hey loy nizra v'loy nesavis tivu aseinu. How am I going to survive? So Pasuk of Aleph says, don't worry. Don't worry. Hashem says, Vitsi Visi, I will command Es Birchasi Lochem Bashana Hashishis in year 6. The Osos Es Hatavua Lishloish Hashanim. It's going to provide for year 6, year 7, year 8. And if you don't understand what I just told you, let me elaborate. So there's no misunderstanding. Which is very unusual for the pasuk to go to such a degree. Uzeratem, you will seed Eis Hashanah. Oh, and then it says Uzeratem Eis Hashanah Hashminis, and you'll first plant in year 8 because year 6, 7, and 8 is nothing. Nothing is growing because you didn't plant in year 7.
That
you'll then seed.
No,
it doesn't say Yovel here.
No, that's
the point I'm coming. It doesn't say Yovel here. That's exactly the Kashm Ganiyang that we speak about. Uzeratem Eis Hashana Hashminis. The 8th year is the first year of the cycle. That's the Yovel. You now will play there in Yovel. V'achaltem in Atvo Yoshan Ad Hashana Hatishiyis. Until the 2nd year of the cycle. Ad Boy Tzvu Asa. I guarantee you'll have Wati Tochlu Yoshan. Okay, fine. Now, Rashi on this pasuk says, the earth is going to produce produce for 3 years. Rashi says, what about Yovel? Yovel, there's another year. So Rashi here on the pasuk says, let me read you the words of Rashi, Ashna Hatashis, Upe Amim, it's pasuk Chav Beis, there are times, Shehoiso Tzuricha, La'asois, not for 3 years, li arba shonim, b'shishis, year 6, shalifnei hashmita, hashvis, shehein b'telum yavodas karka, shtei shonim ritzufois, hashvis v'hayoyvel, umikro zeh, this pasuk, this pasuk that talks about the question, loinemar b'shor, Hashimotois kulon, b'bishar hashmitois kulon. We're only discussing a regular Shemitah year. We are not discussing here Yovel. The question of v'chi soimar ma noichal ba'ashono hashviis and Hashem's response vitzi visi is not discussing the Yovel year. Because in the Yovel, the last Shemitah of the 49 years, the 7 times 7, then indeed it would not be sufficient to say Vitzivisius Berchasi the Osos Es Hatvua Lishloish Hashonim. It would have to say the Osos Es Hashvua for 4 years, not for 3 years. So we're not discussing that.
But
once in the Yovel. Once in the Yovel, fine. But Rashi makes it very clear. Do not worry, I will take care of you. I will take care of you, provide for you. Rashi tells us this, not the Torah. My question to you is, Rashi, thank you very much. You're very nice, very kind. We appreciate your reassurance and your chizuk. But Rashi, the Torah didn't tell it. Torah didn't say this.
It does, really.
It says l'shloish. Okay, Rabbi Yossi,
why Mano Chaba Shana Shvi? In the seventh year, you're going to eat what you planted in the sixth year, like normal.
Right.
1 year you plant, the next year you eat. So, 6 year you plant, the seventh year you do eat. So you have it.
The Parshat Shabbat, you're saying very deep ideas.
It's not my
Kasha. Okay, but Rashi here makes it very clear. Rashi's concluding words are, Umikrazeh, maybe there are other Rishonim, but Rashi's concluding words are, Umikrazeh, this Pasuk, Nemar Bishor Hashmitois Kulon. But Rashi says, this mikra, Rashi's a mistake. You can't say Rashi's a mistake.
No, because that's what the Abba Ben says. All right.
Parshat Shat, okay. All right.
You're saying it in the seventh year, not in the sixth year.
Okay, there's a lot of Jewish, a lot of Torah, there are a lot of different ways to look at the Pasuk.
Nice
I want to learn now just very, very simple. Very simple with the words of Rashi. Rashi makes it clear as day. His concluding words in Pasuk Chaf Beis are Umikra ze nemar bishor hashmitois kulon. We're not discussing the year of Yovel. Rashi wants to learn that this Pasuk, it will provide for 3 years. You only need 3 years when a regular Shemitah comes. But if you have Shemitah followed by Yovel, Rashi says the Pasuk, you need 4 years. And the Pasuk says, V'osos es hatvor l'shloish hashanim. I accept that there are other Perushim in the Pasuk. I'm not coming to deny that there are Rishonim that will learn the Pesukim differently. I accept the Lev Shalim. But Rashi does not learn like that. Rashi learns that we're discussing your regular Shemitah year, you're going to ask the question, Hashem is going to provide for you. And we're not discussing what's going to be in year 49, 50, 51. We're not describing, because in that situation, you're going to need grain for 4 years. So my question to you then is, how then do you know that indeed you will be okay? How do you know you're going
to
survive?
We have to
just because Rashi gives us an assurance, Rashi's not providing proof. Rashi says, V'hu adin. Huadin, excuse me, Huadin, good, they're very nice. But the Torah doesn't say it. The Torah articulates the question, as Rashi says, only in a regular Shemitah year. The Torah does not articulate the question, what it's going to be when there's Yovel. Hashem, you know, if it's Shemitah, I can handle it. I'll have faith in you. Vitzivitzi is birchasi. But Yovel, 2 years, I can't survive 2 years. I can't take off from work for 2 years. So if I ask the question, does that mean I am an apikoris? I don't have emunah? Because the Torah doesn't articulate the question for me? And the Hashem doesn't provide me a guarantee? What's going on here? And don't tell me, oh, we're not discussing Yovel here. Because the pasuk right before this is Yovel. We go through Shemitah, then we go through Yovel, and now we go backwards, according to Rashi, we go backwards and we talk about Shemitah. What are you going to do in the year of Shemitah? But what about, what are you going to do in the more obvious situation, the more desperate situation of Yovel? Why is it not answered? Why is it not discussed? So I want to give you three answers, three very different answers. Answer number one. To get to Yovel, how many times do you have to go through this process of Vitzivisi es Birchosi Bashano Hashishis? 6 times. Okay, I know you'll tell me you're born in the middle somewhere, but put that aside. Let's say you're born in the beginning of the Yovel. How many times do you need to go through the process of having Daigos? What am I going to do in the seventh year? Before you get to the Daiga, what am I going to do in the Yovel year? You're not going to have the question of, Hashem, how am I going to survive Yovel? Until you already asked that question 7 times regarding Shemitah. So you're going to ask the question 7 times. Shemitah's coming. You're telling me to take off from work? How am I going to survive? And Hashem says, don't worry. V'tzivisi esbirchosi lochem bashono hashishis v'yasos es hatvul l'shloish hashonim. The Musar is, if Hashem was able to take care of you 7 times or 6 times, really, yeah. What do you mean seven? Because the last time it was probably, okay, fine, 7 times. You've been trained. You have been trained as a human being to see the Yad Hashem 7 times. So you're going backwards, Aram Chol. Okay, six/seven times.
We have to add something here.
Yeah.
In those days, there was no possibility of frozen foods.
There was no Keren Hashvi'is to give you a stipend.
There were no canned foods.
There was no canned foods.
There was no possibility
it was suicidal.
Of importing food from hundreds or thousands.
In other words,
miles
there was
away.
No Keren Hashvi'is.
Miraculous, a miraculous event that food somehow will be enough.
The Torah here is telling you 7 times. You've gone, before you open your mouth to ask the question, you have 2 questions. What am I going to eat in year 7? And then you have another question, what am I going to eat in the year of Yovel? So, but listen, Dayot Sora B'Shaita. Don't ask the questions, what's going to be in 50 years? Let's first get through the first 7 years. Before you are entitled to ask the question, what am I going to do in the Yovel year? You're going to be asking this question, what am I going to do in the Shemitah year? How many times? 7 times. And look, and what's going to happen? Hashem guarantees, v'tzivisi esbirchosi lochem b'ashanah hashishis. 7 times. You've witnessed the Yad Hashem of Him providing for you. Hashem guarantees it. He guarantees it. V'tzivisi esbirchosi lochem. Guarantees it. It happened. Hashem's word is gold. Hashem doesn't default on His loans. So now, what am I going to do in the Yovel year? You tippish. You're not even allowed to ask the question. That's right. The Torah is taka teaching you, if you're such a fool to see Hashem provide for you 7 times, how dare you open your mouth and challenge Hashem, how will He provide for you in the year of Yovel? That's part of being a human being. You know, it's like artificial intelligence. You know how artificial intelligence is? The machine learns. It learns. They program computers to learn from their mistakes. I play chess with a human being today, and the computer says to itself, I lost. And artificial intelligence, it's artificial intelligence, okay? AI, this is a big deal today. AI is hot like crazy. If you go and you go to college, you either see the cybersecurity or it's AI. It's one or the other. You can make a lot of money if you go take one of those two. Go into AI, you'll make even more money than cybersecurity. AI is, that's where all the action is. You teach a computer to learn. I played chess with a human being, and the human being, he beat me. What did I do wrong? What did I do wrong? The computer analyzes where it went wrong. And the next chess game, it knows not to make the same mistake. Who programmed the computer with artificial intelligence? Human beings. If human beings are intelligent enough to program machines to learn from their mistakes, don't you think they should be smart enough that they themselves should learn from their mistakes? They themselves should absorb lessons from their environment? If HaKadosh Baruch Hu was able, you had a very legitimate question. No one's going to strike you down as being an apikoreis for asking the question, Ma noichal bashano hashishis, hashivis. No one's going to shoot you down. Why? Hashem says, a good question, v'tzivisi esbirchosi lochem. And we're going to repeat the process 7 times. If you don't get it through your thick skull after 7 times that I can provide for you no matter what, there is an expectation that when you come to Yovel and I make a demand from you not to work the land for another year, you shouldn't even ask the question. And if you do ask the question, guess what? You're not because. That's right. Because if you so your mind is so weak after experiencing seven cycles of suicide, of quitting your job for a whole year with a family of 12 children and 100 grandchildren, and Hashem provides for you, you witness seven times HaKadosh Baruch Hu providing for you, and now Hashem, he goes up one more notch. Okay, now it's Yovel. I want you to do this 2 years in a row. The Torah goes out of its way to omit the question. The Torah presents the question for Shemitah, but deliberately omits the question for Yovel. If the Torah wouldn't present the question, period, so then you would have all of these mefarshim talking about emunah, emunah, azoyin, azoyin, azoyin. Okay, very good. If the Torah would say, ask the question in the seventh year, and ask the question in Yovel, oh, you see, the Torah is a very practical book. The Torah over here wants you to challenge, ask questions. But the Torah does something very bizarre. It allows you to ask the question, it puts the words in your mouth for Shemitah, but by putting it for Shemitah and not mentioning it for Yovel, it's very disturbing. It's very disturbing. Why doesn't it present the question for Yovel? And you know what the answer is? So our first answer is, you shouldn't be any less than a machine. A machine today is programmed with artificial intelligence to learn from its environment. If you, a human being, have experienced Hashem's Hashkocha Pratis, Vitzivisi es birchosi lochem bashana hashviyis, seven times in your life, unusual blessing. Hopefully by now, it should penetrate your skull that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he can provide for you.
Yeah, where's
and you shouldn't even ask, that's right, don't even ask the question. What?
We're a lot slower than AI.
Shabbat says, unfortunately, man is worse than AI. But we program the AI. The proof is, if we program the AI, so we should at least try to be like the AI. That's a powerful Musa Haskell, the Torah is telling you. I see Mark doesn't like this. He doesn't like this. He looks a little bit disturbed.
Can I just say,
wait, Mark, you're on mute. I can't hear you. Mark, you're on mute. You're on mute. Mark, you are on mute. I can't hear you.
That's right. What keeps going through my mind here is, don't we have a midrash or something that they never kept Yovel?
No, we're not dealing with midrashim here. We're dealing with pshat. No. I don't want to. They did keep Yovel. What are you talking about? They did keep Yovel. They were certain Yovels. They didn't shmidus the Churban 390 years. Rashi talks all about that. The Churban, the Toichacha. But let's just talk about the ideal. Karabah, yes, what do you want to say, Marcy?
Yeah, so he said, I think it was in this sefer that said that the operative word was over here, v'achaltem l'sova. What happens is you believe that you'll have enough, but the truth of the matter is, what do you do if you're out of work? So there's a little belt tightening going on in the family. So you say, all right, listen, we'll survive, but we'll eat less. You know, we'll cut out this, we'll cut out that. He says, no, v'achaltem l'sova. You could keep on living to the standards that you were living up to now. That's how great the bracha will be. V'achaltem l'sova. V'shaptem l'vetach olel. You'll have plenty. You don't have to worry about belt tightening. You could just keep on going.
Okay, the pshat.
No, I mean, it's just a good thought.
Fine, yeah, there's no problem with that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. No, not that it's wrong. Yeah. Just, I like the
okay,
thought.
Now I want to give you a different, I want to give you another answer. We're going to have to, I want to give you another answer. Another answer. Yeah?
Can't you say, though, I mean, it's still a level of amunah because Yovel is a bigger miracle than Shemitah. Because Shemitah is 1 year,
fine,
Yovel is 2 years.
But that's all part of the test to the person.
Right, that's what I'm saying.
To survive seven Shemitahs with no problem whatsoever, which is suicidal, you should be conditioned. You should be trained. And if you and it's right, the Torah is deliberately omitting the question in the year of Yovel as a way of teaching you life is about learning. It's about learning. If after 50 years you're holding in the same level of emunah, there's something wrong. You should use every experience of Shemitah to learn practice. Look, Hashem provided me today. He provided me this time. He provided me that time. So you know what? Don't even ask the question. There's a Musa Haskim. Okay, now I want to tell you an answer that's mamish just the opposite. Mamish mi kotze ela kotze. And that is, that's right. It's suicidal. 2 years in a row, Yovel, absolutely right. What are you going to do? You can't expect miracles. We live in a world. We live in a world of haneg b'minig derech eretz. But the Torah is teaching you the following yisoid. In life, there are a lot of questions that have no answers. You want to ask the question, "What am I going to eat in the year of Yovel?" You know something? It's a very good question. And you know something? I don't have an answer for you. You might starve. You might actually starve. You might have to refinance your home, take out a second mortgage. Haneg bohem minig derech eretz. I'm asking you to go al kiddush Hashem. I asked Avraham Avinu to offer his son Yitzhak on the Akedah. We live in a world of tzaddik viraloi. You don't come in on Shabbos, Saturday, don't bother coming back on Monday. That's right. I'm asking you to do the impossible. This idea is the complete opposite answer. I am demanding of you to do the complete, to commit suicide, to do the impossible. It's your problem, Hashem says. I'm not doing miracles for you. I guaranteed you only Shemitah. I'm not giving you any guarantees for Yovel. Yovel, you're on your own. Take out a second mortgage. I don't know. You're stuck. Borrow. Who knows? Do some belt tightening. Cut out all of them. Save up. Put away for a rainy day. It's your problem. Hashem, how can you do that? How can you be so unfair? You know, ask this question, Moshe Rabbeinu. Tzadik viraloi. Rasha v'toivloi. You got a good question. And you know something? There is no answer. And get used to that. Accept it. But I want to tell you one thing, though. Life is not always about not getting answers. Because most of the time, you do get an answer. Yovel is juxtaposed to Shemitah. For every Shemitah, I am going to do for you miracles. V'tzivisi es birchasi lochem ba'ashono ha'shvi'is v'yosos es ha'tfuah l'shloish ha'shonim. That's miracles. That is lemala miderech hateva. You want to know tzaddik viraloi? I'll explain to you. I'll do the impossible. You will experience the supernatural. But you have to understand, you don't always get an answer. Sometimes you do get an answer, and sometimes you don't get an answer. And you need to take advantage of those moments in life where you see the Yad Hashem to give you the emunah to deal with the situations in life where you don't see the Yad Hashem. Hashem is saying, Yovel, you're on your own. I'm not going to be there for you. But I want you to have emunah in me in the year of Yovel as well. Hashem, how do you expect us to have emunah in you? We're not Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe, Tzadik, Virale, Rosh, Vitov. How do you expect us to survive? I want you to be mechazik yourself during the other Shemitah years. Because during the other Shemitah years, I'm going to show you miracles. I'm going to show you miracles. Use that as inspiration, as fuel to be mechazik, to enlighten you, to uplift you in your emunas Hashem, so that when the dark days come, when the Yovel comes, and there are no answers, you'll be a maimin anyway. You'll still serve Hashem in the darkest of times. The two events are juxtaposed for a purpose. Yovel and Shemitah. Shemitah, Hashem says, ask the question. I'm going to do for you miracles. Yovel, Don't ask the question. You know why? Because there's no answer. And there's no guarantees. And it's not going to be easy. And you're going to be on your own. But I want you to have emuna in me. I want you to believe in me. It's a test. It's a challenge. How do you expect us to have emuna? Because I'm going to prepare you. I'm going to show you in your lifetime, over 49 years, the Yad Hashem. I'm going to show you that I run this world. And during those experiences, draw from that experience, fill up your reservoirs of emuna, knowing that there are times in this world where Hashem hides himself. There's Hester Panim. And there, don't even ask the question because you're not going to get an answer. There is no answer. But I'm not here to torture you. I'm not here to make your life difficult. Because most of the time, you do merit to see the Yad Hashem. There's only 1 year in the 50 years that I'm leaving you to on your own. But the other 50 years, 49 years, I'm going to take care of you. I'm not here to go and torture you. I'm not here to make your life difficult. I'm asking just for a little bit. Teruma. What is Teruma? You give the Kohen 1/50. 49 of the 50 years, I'm going to provide for you. You're going to see the land. It says the Farish and the Pasuk, plant for 6 years. Prune and gather in your crops. Shemitah, I'll take care of Shemitah for you. And we'll do this 7 times. For 49 years, I guarantee you'll have a good life. But then you have to give Terumah. How much do you give to the Kohen Terumah? 1 in 50. In year 50, you're on your own. There is no guarantees. Nothing in the Torah says, I'm going to take care of you. You got to figure it out. That's the Terumah to Hashem. To have emunah in Hashem when there's no smoke and mirrors. There's no glory. It's dark. You're all alone. That's the Terumah to Hashem. The year of Yovel, that year of 50. Okay, so this answer is mamish, completely opposite. They're similar, but they're not really, because they're not really, they're not similar, they're different. The first answer is, I'm telling you, in the year 50, Hashem will do for you even bigger miracles. The first answer I'm trying to tell you, in year 50, Hashem's going to give you, you'll win the lottery. And don't ask the question, because you've already been trained like a robot. If Hashem did for me miracles for 49, Hashem's not going to do a miracle for me in year 50. Year 50 is the Powerball. I'm going to win the Tower for sure. I've been trained. Our second answer is telling you, no, you're not. In year 50, you're going to starve to death. You're going to come very. You may actually starve to death for real. I'm not joking. You may actually really starvation. I don't care. Hashem says. Even if you starve to death, I want you to have emuna on your deathbed. In your hunger pangs, I want you to have emuna. That's the Terumah LaHashem. I gave you 49 years of miracles I provided for you. Now let's see what you can do for me. Let's see if you can show some emuna in the dark times when there is no answer. Don't ask the question. That's right, don't ask the question because there's no answer coming. Tzadik v'ra'loi, rasha v'tov loi. The Rishon, they don't listen to Hashem, they have Parnassah. I listen to Hashem, I have no Parnassah. How could that be? Don't even ask that question. You know what? Not because it's a great question, but there's no answer. Hare Noskevaidecha, sorry Moshe, v'ra'isa sachora, ufonai lo yeroho. There is no answer. But at least for 49 years, I did answer you. That's your gasoline of emuna to have the stamina to be a maimin in the darkest of times. That's the Terumah you give to Hashem. Okay? Now, answer number three is, it's mamish in the pasuk. Not in the parsha, it's in the Haftorah. It's unbelievable. The Haftorah, the whole Haftorah is directed to answer this question. It's almost explicit. It's unbelievable. What is the Haftorah? It's a beautiful Haftorah. It's especially this week, the tragedy of this week. Hashem Uzi, Uma Uzi, Umenusi. The Yom Tzara. Okay, the Yom Tzara, we know what the Yom Tzara is. Rachmana, let's know what happened. Hashem, Uzi, you are my strength. You are Uma Uzi, you are my strength again. Uminusi, you are the one to who I run to, I cry to when I have a Tzara. Three expressions describing that Hashem is our source of strength when? Biyom Tzara. Okay, that's not the point I wanted to make. Let's go down in the Haftarah. And the Haftarah says as follows. Orur HaGever. Cursed is the man. Pasuk Hey. It's the Haftarah Parash Bichol Koisai. The end of the Orur HaGever. Asher Yiftach Ba'adam. The Sam Bosor Zeroi. And he puts his faith in his strength. Okay. When Hashem Yosuiba. Go next. Pasuk Zayin. Here's the part that we need. Boruch HaGever. Boruch HaGever. Right? It became very popular now, this song again. Boruch HaGever. Asher Yiftach Ba'Hashem. V'hoyo Hashem Yiftachoy. This person, like the beginning of Tehillim. V'hoyo, he will be ke'eitz shosul, like a tree that's been replanted al mayim. Now look at the next words. The Al Yuval. What does that word mean? Is the same exact letters as Yovel. Here is Yovel. Yovel. Yovel is related to the word Yuval, which means a spring of water. An abundance of water. Mayim. Life. Mayim is associated with life. The Al Yuval, to the springs of water. Yishalach, he will send forth Sharashav, its roots. Lo yireh ki yavoy choyim, it won't even know that it's hot outside, that there is a heat wave. V'hoyo olehu ra'anon, and its leaves will be fresh and moist and healthy. Uvishnas batsoires, in the year of famine, that's Yovel, by the way. Yovel is when, after 2 years of doing nothing, in the year of Batsoires, when there's nothing out there in the stores, the shelves are empty. After 2 years of sitting home in Koilel, it's a lot of morning Koilel. No work. What's going to be out there in the stores? There's nothing out there in the stores. Lo yida. This man that has faith in Hashem, he's not worried. V'lo yomish be'ases peri. He still produces fruit. This pasuk here is telling you about Yovel. And it's the pasuk here is telling you that there's no question to ask. This Ashrei Boruch HaGever, Asher Yiftach Ba'Hashem, Vaya Hashem Yiftachok, Vaya Ke'et Shosul, we'll go back to the pasuk. Lo Yidog, the key words here are Lo Yidog. He doesn't worry. Maybe this answer really refers back to answer number. It goes back, but really goes back on both answers. Just supporting it with the pasuk. You can interpret this however you want. Lo yidog. What does the pasuk in the parasha say? V'chi soimru bashana hashviyis manoicha. What are we going to eat? V'chi soimru manoicha bashana hashviyis. Why would a person ask that question? Because you're worried. You're worried. Isn't that the way it goes? How does it happen that in the beginning of Parashas Bahar, a person comes and says, V'chisoymru manoichal. You're worried. I have daigas. I have daigas. I'm worried. Oh, you have daigas, so you start asking questions. Here it says, in rapid succession, it says, the Al Yuval Yishalach Sharashav. The Pshutoi Shel Mikra is a stream of water. But in a homiletic fashion, in a drush, it's coming to address the question, how come in Parshas Bahar, when it came to the year of Shemitah, the Torah articulated man's daigus? And Yovel didn't articulate the person's daigus. So the pasuk answers you. Now, this pasuk is just really going back on our two answers. And you can interpret this answer number one or answer number two, however you like. However you want it, you can read it in whatever you like, answer number one, number two. But it's mamash in the pasuk, at least a drush. The Al Yuval in the year of Yovel. Al Tikri Al Yuval. The Al Yovel. Tikri the Al Yovel. When you get up to the year of Yovel, after 49 years of blessing, after Hashem blessed you for 49 years, when you come the Al Yovel, Al Tikri Al Yovel, El Tikri Al Yovel, when you get up to Yovel, you know what you should do? Look to your roots. Look, who are your roots? The Ribbono Shel Olam, the Avos. Send your roots to the source. Yishalach Sharashav. And when you go and you put your emunah Kadosh Baruch Hu in the year of Yovel, v'lo yireh, there are no daigus. V'lo yireh ki yovecham, you're not even going to realize next year you're not going to be planting. V'hoyo le'oranon u'v'shnas batzores lo yidog. There's no daigus. If there are no daigus, then there's nothing to ask. There's not going to happen. V'chisomru ma yoichal bashana hayovel. The Haftorah is coming to answer the question. How come we say in the years of Shemitah, V'chi Soimru, and in Yovel, we juxtapose Shemitah, Yovel, we go back to Shemitah, we ask the question, and that's it. Have a nice day. Excuse me, if you told me Shemitah, Yovel, ask the question by Shemitah, ask the question by Yovel. No. But going back on both of our answers, by the time you get to Yovel, you should be a different person. You should be that person, the Al Yuval, the Al Yovel, you should already have matured to being a Hecher Mensch. And in that year, you shall attach yourself to where you come from. Your person is a Chelek Me'elokai Mimal. You come from good stock. You come from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You come from the Avos, from your tradition, your legacy. No daigus. You should mature at this point in time. Velo yidak. If there's velo yidak, there's nothing to ask. Whether it's because HaKadosh Baruch Hu will provide for you l'mala miderech hateva, like answer number one, or whether it's going to be HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to give you nothing, and you may very well starve. And still Hashem wants to see from you emuna in your starvation. That's right. Lo yidog. You're a different type of person. I have no questions. After 49 years of Kadosh Baruch Hu providing for you and giving everything to you, you should be filled, molei v'godosh, with emuna. Now, whatever happens, even in the worst circumstances or in the best circumstances, v'lo yidog. It's mamash the Haftorah. The Haftorah is articulating for us the question, our why the parasha didn't mention this, and we can inject into the Haftorah's answer both of the ends that we gave before of what is the expectation in the year of Yovel. Either Hashem will certainly provide for me, or a more deeper answer, just the opposite. Hashem is not going to provide for us. Yovel, we're on our own. It's time to give to Hashem, to accept the reality that it's going to be a very difficult year. And it's okay. My emuna doesn't change one bit. I've been trained, I've been conditioned and trained to be a maimon. Okay, running out of time. What? It's 49. Wow. Okay, I want to conclude a little bit by talking about the events of this week. Okay, just briefly.
By the way, yeah. Barbidol says, I had said it through the night, but he says that Yovel hi tiyel lochem.
Yeah.
Shemitah is Shabbos Lashem.
Yeah.
Yovel is for you.
Okay, then right. Okay, that's a whole right. That's a whole different topic.
Yeah,
topic.
The difference.
Okay, that's a big topic.
That's the bonus that you're getting. That's why it's yours. You get to go free. You get back your land. If you're at Evan, you go home.
Yeah, okay. That's a very deep, that's a very beautiful idea. Okay, let's talk about, I want to go briefly and speak about the events of this week. As we started, this week has been a very painful week. The entire Klal Yisrael sat Shiva this week. I told you that story in the beginning, of the person who went this week to Tinek, to the Morris family, the whole Klal Yisrael, it's been on our mind, a horrific tragedy in Eretz Yisrael. Probably the last people to get up from Shiva will be getting up from Shiva tomorrow on Shabbos Kodesh. It is impossible, I believe, for any Orthodox Jew who comes tomorrow to Shul and reads the Toichacha not to shake when the Baal Kriya will read the following Pasuk. In the Toichacha, Pasuk says, Pasuk Lamed Zayin, the Choshilu Ish Biyochiv Kimibne Cherev Virodef Oyin. This week, the events, the Parsha Shavu always reflects the events of the week, HaFeich Ba, Kulaba. Klal Yisrael sat Shiva this entire week. And this Pasuk could not capture the tragedy better. The way the Pasuk articulated the Tzara, one man will fall, will stumble. Ish be'achiv. Kimibnei. Is there some sound going? Is there some sound? Kimibnei cherev. As if someone is chasing them with a sword. But v'ro defayin. There's no one chasing us. There's no one. There's no threat. What's that sound? Am I hearing something? The rodef oyin. No one is chasing us. And these words are very frightening. And Hashem is speaking to us. And the pain that as if Hashem is saying to us that the Toichacha has been fulfilled. Horrific, horrific tragedy. I didn't hear anyone say this, but I don't know. It's so obvious. How many klolos are there in the Toichacha in this week's parasha? 45. There are 98 klolos in the Toichacha of Parshas Kisavai, and there are 45 klolos in the Toichacha of Parshas Bichukosai. Together, 143, the same number of the Arachim. There's a drasha that if you add up all of the numbers, the values of the people of the Arachim, the people who after the Toicha we read about the parsha of Arachim, about every person has a value, and if you add up all the numbers, the Baal HaTurim says this. Let me read the words of the Baal HaTurim, very important was words. The Baal HaTurim. Baal HaTurim says.
Where is that?
Baal HaTurim says 143. Okay, Pasuk Gimel. The Parshas Arochin. In the Parsha, this is in our Parsha, Perek of Zayin Pasuk Gimel. The Parshas Arochin Yesh Nun Shkolim, the Lamid Shkolim, the Chav Shkolim, the Yud Shkolim, the He Shkolim, the Gimel Shkolim, the Tesvav Shkolim, the Yud Shkolim, Bein Zohar L'Nekeva, Shusach HaKol Kuf Mem Gimel. 143. L'chaper, to atone, Al Mem He, the 45 Kilolois, Shebetaras Kohanim of our week's parsha, the Tzamach Ches and the 98 curses Shebe Mishneh Torah, Shehein Bein Hakol Kuf Mem Gimel. It's frightening. 45 families sat Shiva this week, and by extension, the whole Klal Yisrael sat with them. 45 curses. Haloi Davar. It's a frightening. The choshulu ish be'achiv kimitnei cherev, the roidei fayin. What a horrific pasuk. How do we understand this? And the emes, as we said 100 times, there is nothing to say. There's nothing to say. What could you possibly say? It used to be the minog by certain groups of Hasidim. We always say this over. They would go to their Rebbe, specifically Parshas Bichul Kosai and Kisavo. Why would they go to the Rebbe? Why? From all of the parshas of the week, all of the Shabbosos, why would they specifically go to the Rebbe on this parsha? Because it used to be the minhag that the Rebbe, he would lay in the Toichacha. And the Rebbe was a very holy person. And the Rebbe had the koyach when he would read the psukim to be mahapech kololo lebracha, to transform words of kololo lebracha, to see in the words of the toichacha words of bracha, and by extension, words of comfort. On this pasuk, v'choshulu ish be'ochiv, kibibnei chere v'roidif oyin, which really captures the tragedy, there are a lot of mafarsha, and a lot of scary things that it says there. And that's totally irrelevant for us. As we say 1,000 times, no one can dare go and try to pinpoint any chisaron in Klal Yisrael as to why a tragedy happened. We're clearly not on that level where anyone can fathom to go into that area. So you can look at the Mefarshim. It's irrelevant what it says there. Totally irrelevant what it says. It's relevant to learn from and to study from and to make it practical, but just to inject what it says in the Mefarshim into the Pasuk to tell you a reason why it happened, that is a sin. A horrible, horrible sin. But on the other hand, I believe there's a mitzvah to be mahapech the klolo lebracha and to find in this pasuk words of comfort. And indeed, in this pasuk, in the mefarshim here, many of the mefarshim, they say the same thing. They talk about aravos. They make mention that it says v'choshlu ish be'ochiv, and does not say ish b're'ehu. We would expect the pasuk to say one person stumbles upon his fellow man. That would be what we would expect the pasuk to say, but that's not what it says. It says v'choshlu ish be'ochiv. They're brothers. There's a tremendous Kiddush Hashem that was expressed this week all over Klal Yisrael. And that is the whole Klal Yisrael sat Shiva for these 45 individuals, for these families, because Klal Yisrael showed this is not a private, it's not just Re'ehu. The tragedy is, it's my own brother that died. It's my own family that is suffering. There's an inyan to be mahapech klolo lebracha. The klolo we don't understand, that's not our domain. But there's bracha. The bracha here is the incredible Kiddush Shem Shemayim. You can't deny it. From the entire spectrum of Klal Yisrael, an outpouring of grief, of hishtatfus in the tsar of other people, in every dimension, whether it's to give blood, whether it's to be Menachem Avil, whether it's to give money, whether it's to just stop and think and feel their pain. That's bracha. That's mahapich klolo bracha. The klolo we have to live with. We can't, that's not for us. But V'choshlu ish be'ochiv. It wasn't a tzara of ish bere'ehu. Klal Yisrael showed it was a tzara, v'choshlu ish be'ochiv. Everyone was there for one another. And that is, it's a schus. It's a tremendous merit for Klal Yisrael, tremendous schus for all of us, for Klal Yisrael. And if only HaKadosh Baruch Hu will have rachamim to bring us nechama, families nechama. Haftorah really hits the tone. What does the Haftorah begin? We mentioned Hashem, Uzi, Uma Uzi, Uminusi, beyond Tzara. On this day of Tzara, what do? The only one to go to is Hashem. Uzi, He is my strength. Uma Uzi, I don't know what these words mean. It means Rash, the Mitzudas just says simply, it's just poetic repetition. Obviously, there's a lot of depth in each one of these words, different dimension of coming to recognize the Yad Hashem. Uminusi, it is the Hashem that we run. Where do we go? How do you wrap your head around this? There's no one to blame. There's nothing to do. The only thing is to flee to Hashem beyond Tzara. And the Pasuk continues. The Pasuk says that this is an incredible Kiddushim Shemayim. Not just, we don't need the Goyim for this. This is a dangerous idea. The Pasuk happens to mention, when the Goyim see how Klal Yisrael reacts to a Tzara, they're overwhelmed. They're overwhelmed. Elecha Goyim Yovohu Me'af Se'aretz. When the Goyim see how Klal Yisrael, how they react to a Tzara, they're blown away. They run to us in acknowledgement that the Shechina is resting amongst us, and they realize, they say, V'yoymu ach sheker nochlu avoseinu hevel ve'ein b'moyil. It creates a dignity, an esteem in Klal Yisrael, to see how Klal Yisrael, when they suffer, they state in so many ways, shapes and forms, in many different forms of expression, Hashem, uzi biyom tzara. We don't need the going for this. It's not really relevant for us, but that's how the Haftorah begins. Haftorah says that it's a element that's like a Mashiach type of element, where Klal Yisrael becomes an Or La'amim. Okay, I don't know how relevant that is, but at least the beginning of the Pasuk is certainly touches upon the sentiment of Klal Yisrael that they have expressed on this week. It's a Yom Tzara. And there's nothing to say, nothing to do. The only thing we can feel is Hashem is Uzi, Uzi, Umenusi on this day. We're going to conclude by saying Chazak, Chazak, V'nis Chazek. We certainly need it. Chazak, Chazak, V'nis Chazek. We can say our Derech Drush will correspond to the Uzi, the Uma Uzi, Uminusi of the Yom Tzara. Chazal said before Shavuos, the new year. When the Torah is given, it's like everything is all fresh and new. And before we come to Shavuos, we have to conclude the Klolos in order Tichle Shana V'Kilelei Seha. The curses, the Tzoros, should come to an end before we begin fresh. Fortunately, this certainly was fulfilled this year, and this, at least in this dimension, in this terrible, terrible tragedy. And may we merit to true Chizuk and Chama, Chazak, Chazak, V'nis Chazek. Have a wonderful Shabbos, wonderful week leading up to Shavuos. Chazak, Chazak, V'nis Chazek. Thank you, Rabbi Yosef, for coming, for listening. Be well to everyone. Thank you.
Sure, go on.